The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to Age-Wise Living with Barbara Friesner. Barbara is here to keep you educated on elder care issues. She will give you the information you need to help your aging loved one and yourself. Now here is your host, Barbara Friesner.
Good morning and welcome to Age-Wise Living. And thank you all so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Barbara Friesner, and my company is Age-Wise Living, and I am a generational coach. And I became a generational coach as the result of my experience as a care manager for more than 25 years. First for my grandmother for many years, and then for the past 17 years for my mother, who had severe advanced dementia. And as a result of my own personal experience, I know how overwhelming elder care can be, and that's why I became a generational coach, to help other families have an easier time as they journeyed through elder care. And I work with the families, and only the family, never the senior, who are struggling to help their aging loved ones resolve their critical elder care issues. And I help them to know what to do, but more importantly anyway, I think, I coach the family on how to communicate effectively with their aging loved one so their aging loved one will actually do what is in their best interest. And since all the generational coaching is by phone, it allows me to work with all of the siblings, ideally, who may be spread out all over the country or all over the world. Now, normally I would say a lot more about me and my company, Age-Wise Living, but I'm not going to do that today because I want to have as much time as possible to talk with our guest today, who is Debbie Burrick. And so if you want more information about Age-Wise Living and the services we provide, you can go to agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com. So with that out of the way, let's get into today's program and jump right in because I am so excited about it. And by way of introduction to today's program, I want to read a part of an email, one of many emails I received after doing an article in my newsletter about the Veterans Aid Improved Pension. For the past 10 years, my father, who is now almost 93, lived alone 300 miles away. One day we received the call that my father had fallen and lay in his home for several days before he landed in the hospital. When he got out of the hospital, thank God, the perfect place was available, a residential care home in Dallas, only 15 to 20 minutes away from my home. It has only three residents with one caregiver. What you helped us with the most, Barbara, was the newsletter you sent out about the Veterans Aid, the Veterans Administration Aid and Attendance Benefit. I had never heard of it, but pursued it when I found out about it from you. It took a while, but in our case, it wasn't terribly difficult, and last month, they put almost $12,000 in my dad's bank account, plus over $1,600 a month they're giving him. They give you all the arrears from when you first file, and per the instructions on the website, I got the application in about 30 days before I even had all the paperwork together, and they credit him all those months since they got the very first correspondence. He was running low enough on money that he would have been completely broke in less than a year from now. Now my father has enough money coming in between his Social Security pension and the veteran's benefit to cover all his expenses for the rest of his life. And I love getting emails like that. I mean, I love getting them because it means people are reading my newsletter, but it means that something that I put in there was so valuable to a family, and it did the very thing I got into this for in the first place, which is to help the family and to help the senior. Now, everything I wrote about in the newsletter article came from the website veteranaid.org and was created by today's guest, Debbie Burke. And the email I just read and other emails like it is why I'm so delighted to have Debbie with us today, an expert on the subject of a largely unknown veteran's benefit. So welcome, Debbie.
Oh, good morning, Barbara. Thank you for having us on this morning.
Thank you for being here today, and thank you for your website. It's just such an enormous benefit to so many people, and especially to veterans, which is really important to me. Now, excuse me, normally at this point, I would give your bio, but I think your story is really better told by you. So if you would please tell us who you are and why you created VeteranAid.org.
My pleasure. It's funny, I guess, by comparison to many guests that you have on the show with backgrounds and degrees, that would not be the case with me. But my story is just from the daughter who had the experience of dealing with her parents, of being in care of others for 9 years. My parents' situation was a little bit different in that they had a house fire. Ooh. And they were homeless in a matter of minutes. And at the time that they were released from the hospital, we just weren't prepared for 9 years of other people providing care for them. And when my dad passed, my parents were both in Miami. We had to move my mother. And at that time, I discovered this little-known pension with the VA called Improved Pension, which consists of aid in attendance. I filed for it. And I got it awarded to my mom as the widow of a World War II veteran. And I thought that was pretty much going to be it once the funds came in and we'd had some money to help take care of her. And from there, I ended up spending the last 10 days of her life in hospice waiting on this check, calling the VA, and unfortunately my mom passed before those funds were released.
Wow.
So from there, I created a website and took on the mission of spreading the word about this pension with the hope of making a different ending for another son or another daughter while being able to honor that sacrifice of service and provide better care in the later years of our moms and dad or our loved ones.
That's wonderful. And it's wonderful that you've done it, and you really have created this amazing website with so much information. It's like the Hair Club for Men thing, you know, not only am I the president of Hair Club for Men, but I use it myself. Not only was I somebody who found this found your website, but I also had applied for it for my mother. Now, for some reason, we didn't get it, and was in the process of appealing, but it's something that I know how valuable it is and how difficult it can also be to apply for it. Now, we're talking about it, and we've talked about it a couple of times. What is the Veteran Administration's Improved Pension? What is it?
Well, it's not as simple as an answer as I guess we would like to do, but we're going to try and make it that this morning. This is not a new pension. This is something that's been around for 58 years, and it is singly the most underutilized benefit that the VA offers. And currently, we have over 2 million widows of veterans alone that are not taking care or advantage of this wonderful pension. What it actually is three tiers, and it all falls under what is called improved pension. First level being basic, second would be housebound, third being aid in attendance. And what it does is it allows for our veterans or their surviving spouses who require the regular attendance of someone on a day-to-day basis to assist them with either eating, bathing, dressing, medication dosing, et cetera. This is an additional monetary benefit that will help pay for that care either in the home, in an assisted living facility, or a nursing home. And again, this pension is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation, unlike disability compensation for our vets that are disabled. So this pension pays for the care of others assisting during the day. And the really amazing thing about this, Barbara, is that a veteran alone would be eligible up to $1,632 per month, while a surviving spouse would be eligible for $1,055 a month, and a couple, a veteran and a spouse, would be eligible for up to $1,949 a month. These monies are tax-free, and
wow,
this would be a huge assist to offset the cost of care of your loved one.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you mentioned the three levels, and do you want to go into what's the difference between basic, housebound, and aid in attendant? They all fall under this benefit, right?
Yes, they do. They're all part of the improved pension. And so a lot of times for us baby boomers, we're looking at that highest level of aid in attendance because our mom and dad require that level of care. So we're looking at the highest level. But I do want to just touch briefly. Basic pension is, believe it or not, at the age of 65, the VA automatically classifies any veteran totally and permanently disabled. No matter how able-bodied you are, you're classified disabled at the age of 65. And that's the basic pension. We'll go into that a little bit later and how that can come into play, because I know the focus today is housebound and aid in attendance. The housebound level would be someone who is in their home, but they're not getting around. Maybe they're not driving anymore. They need somebody to come over and help with a few things. And that pension would pay out on a lower level dollar amount. But also, a lot of folks today, and with especially our economy, are trying to maybe keep mom and dad or one or the other in the home and have outside care agencies come in to provide the care in the home. You can qualify for the housebound level or the aid and attendance level and still be in the home. You don't have to be in an assisted living or nursing home to still reap the rewards of the highest level of aid and attendance. And then aid and attendance generally is applicable for those folks that are in assisted living, nursing home, dementia, or Alzheimer's wards.
Now, do you have to have, an aid or an attendant coming in already in order to apply, or is this something you can apply for in advance?
No.
Knowing that it's something that you're going to have to be doing shortly. The daughter's doing it, maybe. And so you know that you can't, she's going to go back to work in January, whatever the, you know. And so you know you're going to need somebody. Is it, can you apply in advance for it?
Unfortunately, you have to wait until those expenses are being incurred. You cannot apply for this on projections.
Okay.
The other thing is that family members can provide that care. You do not have to actually, let's say the daughter's staying home to take care of mom. What we would recommend that she do is call local agencies in her area and inquire as to what the charges would be to have an outside agency come in. The daughter or the son or the family member would need to charge mom and dad, and we suggest that they have an understanding and written contract.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter or the other family member, whoever it is, can provide those services, charge for them. Mom or dad would have to pay because you have to have those expenses accounted for. The Department of Veterans Affairs isn't just going to send that money without an accounting of how it's being spent for the care of that veteran or the widow.
Okay. All right. And fascinating. So much information. We're going to stop right here for a short break. And this is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to AgeWise Living. And our guest today is Debbie Burek. And when we come back, she's going to be answering more questions about an improved pension with aid in attendance. And to get more information about Debbie and everything you need to know about this veteran's benefit, go to veteranaid.org. That's veteranaid.org. Veteranaid.org. With that, we're going to go take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue with Debbie Burek.
the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com, to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. Wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. Do you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program? Call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Back, I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking with Debbie Burek. And she's talking with us about the improved pension with aid in attendance, and that you can find all the information about on her website, which is veteranaid.org. But before we start back up again, I want to mention, and Debbie and I talked about this earlier, and this may come as a surprise to her, but in order to pay for the veteranaid.org website, which is completely free, Debbie has another website called Woven Embrace. And Debbie, if you give me a second, I want to talk about this, because it's such a unique service. Woven Embrace offers a really unique way to express your sympathies that is something that can be cherished and bring comfort during the difficult time and then for days to come. What it is Woven Embrace has a wide range of sympathy gift throws or blankets to help you convey what's in your heart, including things like sympathy and condolences and comfort and some really cool ones, which are custom woven throws that you can put your loved one's picture on. And they're really beautiful. And if you appreciate the service that she provides with veteranaid.org and that website, then I really urge you to check out wovenembrace.com. Again, that's wovenembrace.com. So there you go, Debbie. I sort of sprung that one on you, but there you go. So before we went on break, Debbie, you were talking about documentation and the family members being allowed to take care of the parent or loved one. And most kids are not comfortable giving a bill to mom or dad. So is it really necessary?
Barbara, absolutely. And I realize that we as the children can't even fathom that we would charge a loved one for providing the care, you know, that you would just do because that's your family. The problem that people run into, and I see this all the time, is it's no different than if you have a mom and dad in an assisted living facility. That bill is going to come every month, and there's going to be a record of how that money was dispersed. If you're providing the care in the home, either on the housebound level or the aid and attendance level, every year the VA sends out an EVR, an evaluation, and that is to determine that the applicant, whether it's the veteran and the spouse or the widow, still meets the financial criteria to qualify for this pension. And so all of those expenses need to be accounted for so that the VA can say, all right, that pension is paying for this care and it's paying for these medications, it's paying for this insurance policy. And so many times somebody will write me and they'll be in a frantic because the EVR has come and they don't have documentation, they don't have canceled checks, they don't have the invoices. The VA, if you do not respond with that completed EVR form and send it back in the proper time frame, will immediately stop the pension.
Ooh.
And then people are really in trouble. So the documentation of a total accountability for those monies is very, very critical.
Wow, that's good to know. And you're not really charging them. What you're doing is you are documenting something, and yes, they're paying money, but it is not necessarily, you know, it's not like, it's not a bad thing. It's just a way of maintaining the eligibility. Now, what are the eligibility requirements? I mean, who is eligible? What makes someone eligible?
Well, that's the really wonderful thing about this because it's just so simple. It's any veteran who has served at least 90 days consecutively, with only one day having been during a period of a Congress-approved period of war. And those dates are listed on the site because there's quite a few, so we're not going to go into that right now. But generally speaking, your audience is probably going to fall in the range of World War II, Korean War veterans. That's going to be pretty much unquestionable. The veteran only needs to have served at least one day during an approved period of war. They do not have to have been sent overseas. They don't have to have seen combat. They could have been stateside, but they were still enlisted during that time frame. And here's the key. They don't have to have been injured at all. There does not have to be a service-related injury associated with their tour of service, and they simply have to have an honorable discharge. The applicant does have to meet financial guidelines and the medical guidelines of requiring assistance on their day-to-day living activities, but this pension is extremely generous in the fact that it is unlike our other state or federally funded programs. Barbara, you're allowed to have up to $80,000 in assets and still qualify for this, and that excludes, does not count, the primary residence and a vehicle.
Wow.
Very, very
generous. That is very generous, isn't it?
Extremely. And the thing that what folks need to determine is, let's say that dad's pension is $2,500 a month, but by the time you back out the cost of care, the ongoing prescriptions that are being bought every month, depends, miscellaneous Medicare, insurance premiums, you need to back all of those expenses down. And once you do that, you say, gosh, dad only has $200 a month to live on. So you have to arrive at the countable income, and again, that's also on the website and a little more complex than just a simple explanation, but allowing for $80,000 in assets, excluding the home and the car, very, very, very generous.
Absolutely. Now, I have a question. You mentioned World War II, Korean War. Is there an age requirement? I mean, can somebody who's been in the Iraq War and now needs aid and attendance, can they apply as well?
If they are classified totally disabled. And that's the key thing here. As I said, on the basic level, the VA automatically at age 65, regardless of how able-bodied and how many marathons you're running, you're permanently and totally disabled. An Iraqi war veteran or from another war, if they are 100% disabled, they're going to more than likely be getting 100% disability rating from the VA, and they're getting compensated from that. And that goes into something else because it's not just strictly aid and attendance, because this benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries.
Okay. So are there other, so age really is kind of an issue, but not really. So are there other eligibility requirements that we should know about? Or?
You just need to meet the medical piece, which is where you cannot function on a day-to-day basis without the assistance of somebody on some level, whether it's medication dosing, whether it's assisting with dressing, feeding you, helping to cook.
Okay.
It's pretty much pretty straight and simple. It's just if you need someone to assist you daily,
then you would qualify.
Then you qualify. If you are 65 years or older, you need assistance, and you have less than $80,000 in assets.
Okay.
Those are the two pieces. It's really very simple. There's no disability rating compensation that has to be factored in here. You either meet the financial piece and you meet the physical need of assistance from someone.
Or you don't. Either you do or you don't. So it makes it pretty basic. And all of that information, I know, is on the website, veteranaid.org. What are the biggest misconceptions about entitlement to this pension? What do you hear is the biggest misconceptions about being entitled to this pension?
Single misconception. I deal with this every day. When we talk about World War II and Korean War veterans, you're talking about a very different generation, different era, different time, no sense of entitlement. And these wonderful veterans are of the opinion that because they were not injured during their tour of duty, that they're not entitled to anything. They're not disabled. They didn't get a Purple Heart, no Bronze Star, they're not a decorated war hero. So all they think that they're entitled to from the VA would be like a VA loan or a GI Bill for education. They would never, ever think, because that's the way that generation was, if they weren't injured, they're not entitled. And that is truthfully the single biggest misconception. I hear it all the time. Well, my dad wasn't injured. How could he be entitled to this? And
the fact is that they are, simply because they served our country, and
exactly.
That this is a benefit. It's like having a pension. It's a pension benefit that people just don't know about. What do you tell them?
I was going to say that one of the other things that I wanted to interject is if somebody goes to their local veterans office or they call the VA, there is a lot of misinformation, and that's quite unfortunate. But a lot of people are of the opinion that unless the veteran is already drawing a pension from the VA, that they don't qualify for the improved pension, and that is also incorrect.
Okay. Now we're going to go take another quick break right now. This is Barbara Friesner. You're listening to Age Wise Living. And our guest today is Debbie Burrick. And when we come back, she's going to be answering more questions about the improved pension with aid in attendance. And to get more information about Debbie and everything you need to know about this incredible veterans benefit, please go to her website, which is veteranaid.org, veteranaid.org. That's veteranaid.org. And by the way, in order to pay for the veteranaid.org website, which is completely free, Debbie has another website that's called Woven Embrace. And I really, really encourage you to go and take a look at it, because these gift throws, these gift blankets are so cool, and they're really heartwarming and wonderful. They're sympathy, and they're absolutely beautiful. And so I really urge you to go to that website, which is wovenembrace.com, and check them out. Again, that's wovenembrace.com. And with that, we'll be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary get-acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com, to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for. Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. You know we don't stop. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to AgeWise Living with Barbara Friesner. If you have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free, 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to AgeWise Living. And again, I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking with Debbie Burick. And she is telling us all about this important but little known veterans benefit pension. Debbie, I have another question for you. What is the application process, and what is the processing time? Because dealing with the government, and you mentioned in your introduction that by the time it had come, sadly, your mother had passed away. So, talk to me about that.
Well, I don't want to, start this on a negative, but it is, as you said, anytime you deal with the government or a branch of that nature, you might as well have the mindset that you're going to run into some complications. It's not an easy process. The application is 26 pages long, but fortunately we have a list on the website of everything that you need, and we offer step-by-step directions on how to fill out this massive application.
And let me just say from a personal note that I printed out those pages and I followed them line by line. It was amazing how good those were, so I just mentioned that.
Thank you. It used to be, because this pension was so underutilized and little known that when you did an application, you could get it turned around pretty quickly, to be honest with you. But because of our effort over the last 4 years of trying to bring this benefit to a national level, the VA has been flooded.
Good.
Obviously, baby boomers are the largest demographic in our country. That means that there's a huge portion of our population flooding the VA offices saying, I need this. And so now what we're seeing is that, unfortunately, average 6 to 9 months seems to be the more normal approval time. We've seen some come through a lot faster, but it's getting pushed out. And I want to caution people that if they learn anything from us today, it is that most adult children do not know where dad or mom's discharge papers are from the service, which is called a DD-214. They don't know where a copy of mom and dad's marriage license is. They don't know where a copy of the most recent Social Security award letter is. And these are some of the documents that are going to be necessary to make application. And so it's running right around between that time frame, as I said, 6 to 9 months, with the notation here that if mom or dad have any beginning signs of dementia or Alzheimer's, it is going to delay the process because the VA, unfortunately, does not recognize a power of attorney or a dual power of attorney. They operate off of an antiquated fiduciary process, which means someone will have to be assigned to oversee this application for the veteran, and that's going to push the time out a little bit. But on a positive note, when you make the application, there's no look back on finances. Whatever the date of application is, that's the money that you're working with. And if the application is approved, the check will be retroactive, just like the person that you read. They got that check for $15,000. It is a battle. I think people need to be prepared for that. But in the end, it's so well worth it. And the only thing I can say is don't give up. Your parents, your dad, whoever the service member is, they deserve this. They've paid the price with their sacrifice and service. So just buckle down and,
absolutely,
and do whatever you have to do.
Let me just ask you a question. The processing time, and one of the things that you did, and one of the things that you mentioned on your site, is to send information in even though the application is not complete, but to send it in because that's the day that the clock, that the award starts. And when it is awarded. So how much do you have to have ready in order to send it in to get them to acknowledge that the application started on that day?
What you do is you send in a supportive claim, and that gives you up to a year to get all of the documents, submitted for a completed application, because a lot of times people are in a desperate situation. Most of us are, when you start looking into the cost of care and that care escalates, you're overwhelmed. So what we generally suggest is that even though you don't have everything completely together, is that you go ahead and submit that paperwork. It's Form 214138, which is the Statement of Supportive Claim. And that will start, essentially, the clock on the claim. So that'll be the date. But you will only have up to a year
after that to
get a completed application to the VA with all of the documentation that's necessary.
And that form, if I remember correctly, that form and really good instructions on how to fill out that form is also on your website, right?
Yes. Along with a statement that we suggest that is included, citing from the VA's manual that pretty much substantiates you sending in that supported claim just to start the clock. We, on the website, Barbara, and I think you can attest to this, I have gone to great lengths to make sure that every resource, how to fill it out, every question, we have the FAQs, as well as our forums. Our forums are amazing. That is a virtual library of folks that have been through this from the beginning to the end. And I just would recommend that people take advantage of everything that's there to help with this process.
Yeah, and also if they have questions, they can go onto the forum and they can ask, they can ask about, what do I do? I ran into this. Has anybody had this experience? What do I do? How do I handle it?
Absolutely. And they can also do a search up on the top of the forum for that topic, and that'll pull up any posting that has ever been made, and they may find the answer right there.
That's terrific. Yeah, it's an amazing site, and it really, once you spend a little time on it, it's really intuitive, and it's like there'd be something where I'd print out a form, and I think, oh, I don't remember what this form is. Is this my mother? Is this my father? Who are they talking about? And then I'd go back onto the site, and there it would be. So it was so way cool. So that's absolutely terrific. Now, and you mentioned that your mother had passed away before the funds were released, and her application was approved, right?
Yes, it was approved. She was granted, but the benefits were withheld payment because she had the beginnings of dementia.
Now, explain that to me. I understand that she had the beginnings of dementia, but that just means that she need someone to help with the cooking, cleaning, and all of that sort of thing. Is this because they feel that it's not the mother who's signing the papers?
No, what it is, Barbara, and I don't want to step aside to my own personal opinions here, but what happens is the VA determines that either the veteran or the widow is incapable of handling their own financial affairs. That's what it really comes down to. It has nothing to do with the services that are being provided. That says that that particular individual needs assistance, somebody to oversee their expenses and how and what their money is being spent. So the fiduciary piece, even though you have power of attorney, mom and dad haven't been making financial decisions for several years, doesn't matter. And that's why I recommend highly when folks submit their application, there is a form called 2122A is an apple, and that is the claimant representative form. And I recommend that you submit that with the application because without it, the VA is not going to discuss the claim with you.
And that means, so that is like, in lieu, you ask for yourself, or you tell them that you yourself are the claimant's representative.
Exactly. And you have to have the claimant sign that you have requested. They are requesting that you be assigned as their representative, not as their power of attorney, not as their fiduciary, but simply someone who can call the VA on their behalf and find out the status of this claim. And if there's an issue, be able to talk to it, because there's another form, 2122, without the letter A, that automatically assigns a veteran service organization as the claimant's representative. And if that happens, then you as the child, the daughter, or the loved family member, without that A on the end, the only person that can make the inquiry is the service officer organization, the VA regional office, whoever it was that did it for the veteran, versus the family member who's overseeing this process.
Wow.
And
now, you mentioned that if your loved one, that because your mom had dementia, she was not given the money. But had she not had dementia and she died and the application was approved, would she then get the funds without the dementia?
She would have gotten the funds immediately without the dementia because she was approved and awarded the pension. The monies were accrued benefits pending the veteran of the VA assigning a fiduciary to her application, and then the funds would have been released. But in our situation, with her passing, this is something that a lot of people who may already be in this process, this is another issue I deal with all the time, is mom or dad passed before the funds were released.
Okay, and with that, we're going to come back and talk about that in a second, because you put through, you know, you put in all that time, and then sadly they pass away, and you've spent all that money, and, you know, then what do you do? So we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to break right now for a very short break. This is Barbara Friesner, and you're listening to Age Wise Living, and our guest today, our incredible guest today, is Debbie Burke, and when she comes back, she's going to be answering more questions about this VA improved pension. And to get more information about everything you need to know about this veteran's benefit, please go to the website Debbie set up, which is veteranaid.org, veteranaid.org. And all of the information that you need, it's there. It's free. There are places to go, lots of research that you can do while you're there. So, again, it's veteranaid.org. So we will be right back.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Why is Pepsi cooler than Coke? Why are iPods so popular? In 2005, how can you launch a successful brand? Want to know? Learn about the fascinating and intriguing world of graphic design and branding on Design Matters with Debbie Millman. Every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, Debbie Millman will provide you with a provocative look into the stimulating world of design as it intersects with contemporary culture. Hear what the experts have to say about creating, maintaining, and launching a brand in today's challenging marketplace. Join us every Friday at 12 Pacific Standard Time for Design Matters with Debbie Millman, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you struggling with caregiving responsibilities for your parents, in-laws, or other aging loved ones? Are you in an elder care power struggle with your siblings? Are you struggling to balance work and elder care and feeling you're losing control of both? Are elder care issues such as driving, finances, or maintaining their home costing you time, money, relationships, and peace of mind? Wanting to help an aging loved one is one of the most loving and compassionate things you can do. However, your help may not always be appreciated or well received, leaving you tired, frustrated, and overwhelmed. If this sounds like what you're going through, you're not alone. I'm Barbara Friesner, and I'm a generational coach, and I'm here to help you. To get started, just call me toll-free for a complimentary Get Acquainted conversation at 877-AGE-WISE. That's 877-AGE-WISE. Or go to my website, agewiseliving.com. That's agewiseliving.com to resolve your elder care issues by choice, not crisis. Call 877-AGE-WISE.
How many of us haven't felt ripped off at one time or another?
Don't you wish you had some place to tune in for the answers? Join Jennifer Litwin every week on The Shop Cop. She'll take the time to explain real value and keep you away from the fraud that's out there in the shopping world. Jennifer has become the shopper's advocate, which means she can get you on the right track. Her guests are a who's who in the retail world. Don't get caught making a mistake in this down economy. Jennifer Litwin is here to help. The Shop Cop, live Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Agewise Living with Barbara Friesner. You have a question for Barbara, a comment or problem you wish to discuss on today's program, call in now at 1-866-472-5788. That's toll-free 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to Barbara at agewiseliving.com. Now back to our program.
Hi, welcome back to Age Wise Living. I'm Barbara Friesner, and today we're talking with Debbie Burke, who put together this incredible website called veteranaid.org. And just really quickly, Debbie, just to clarify, if the application has been approved, but the money has not been released, and your loved one dies, can you file for the accrued benefits?
Absolutely. If your loved one passes during this application process prior to those funds being released, there is a specific form, 21601, but that's on the website. And the thing that I want to stress here is that the VA is not going to inform you that you can file against those benefits, so don't be surprised if you don't get a form telling you to do so. And those benefits go back to the date of last illness, and last illness would be considered the date that you actually filed for the pension for your loved one, and you only have up to a year. And a lot of folks are in a lot of turmoil afterwards and wouldn't think about this, but we've got the form on the site and the list by list. What you need to remember is that you only have a year, that you can anticipate 6 to 12 months for that claim to be processed and that check to be issued, and that, again, I want to clarify that there has to be an application already on file with the VA that had been approved, but funds had not been released. So the family member can file 21601 and claim those accrued benefits.
Great. Okay. And you're right. I mean, at a time of turmoil when they may have a house and all the rest of the kinds of things that they're having to deal with, they don't think about it, and it's thousands of dollars that can help pay for
those
everything.
Final bills at the assisted living or caregivers or burial arrangements. I mean, there's a whole host of lists of people who have bills that are outstanding that this money would help with, yes.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned earlier about documentation and, you know, not having the discharge papers and stuff like that. And actually, I'm sure through your site, I went and found my father's original discharge papers. And it was fascinating. I mean, it was like, you know, the family history kind of thing, but it was fascinating because you actually saw all the information on it. Now, what documentation or documents should adult children or the family members have? What do they need to have? And whether they're going to apply for it today or not, they need to start gathering all of this stuff. What should they be gathering?
They should have those, get a copy of it. If they don't have it already, they need to find where dad's or mom's discharge papers are. They need a copy of the marriage certificate because mom can only qualify if she's illegally married and did not remarry after dad passed away. So they need the copy of that marriage certificate. If dad passed away, they're going to need a copy of that death certificate.
Back up for a second now. If dad passed away, mom and dad were married, she did not marry afterwards, but what if she divorced? They divorced and she never married. Does she still get it?
If she divorced, it gets very cloudy. If she divorces, she basically surrenders her rights to this pension.
Okay.
Unless, and this is a big if the marriage ended due to domestic spousal abuse and it's documented and can be proven, not just speculation or hearsay, the VA has been known to consider an application on that merit, but it doesn't guarantee that they'll approve it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. So what other documents?
They're going to need a copy of the current Social Security award letter. They're going to need to know their mom and dad or dad's net worth information. They're going to need to know any banking account information, CDs, trusts, stocks, bonds, annuities. They're going to need proof of all income from any kind of pension, retirement, interest income from investments. They're going to, if they are a court-appointed guardian, which is rare, of the veteran or the surviving spouse, they'll need a certified copy of that court order. They'll need proof of all insurance premiums, medications, expenses, medical bills, any other medical expenses that are not being reimbursed by insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, and they're going to need banking, direct deposit, and a list of all doctors and hospitals. Again, this is all listed on the site, but it is an overwhelming amount of information that most adult children would not know how to put their hands on. So the other thing I want to inject here, Barbara, is that while we're talking about taking care of mom and dad, you know, our Vietnam veterans are going to be taking up the roles of that 65 and older. So mm-hmm. We as the children that are taking care of mom and dad right now, soon, in less than 20 years, our kids are going to be taking care of us. So while you're gathering all this information that you'll have when you need it for your parents, think about passing that down and getting it together for your kids, because in a short time frame, our Vietnam veterans are going to be in need of this assistance.
Very good advice. Really good advice. And just real quickly, what are some areas of concern or things to be aware of? And we have about 1 minute for you to give me that.
Real quick on the areas of concerns is that right now there's a lot of financial companies, et cetera, that have jumped on this issue because it's a hot topic. And they'll try and sell annuities or irrevocable trusts. Those can be good things, but you need to go into that for the right reason and totally educated, because if you put money in irrevocable trusts, mom and dad live longer than you projected. You can't get your hands on that money to take care of them. That money will sit in that trust till that applicant dies. So just be wary, do your homework, be educated, be informed, and make a decision that's going to be long-term in the best interest of your mom and dad or whoever you're taking care of.
Yeah, and also good advice, and also to be very patient with it as well. And I'm sorry that's all the time we have today. The time went so fast, and just a terrific guest. And thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciated all of your time and information. And the website that you have, which is veteranaid.org, VETERANAID.org. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you, Barbara. I hope we've changed the lives of thousands and thousands of people today and given them hope. Always, this is my mother's gift to give. I'm simply the messenger.
Well, I appreciate that. And by the way, I especially appreciate that Debbie has done this out of her own money. And so I really encourage you to go to her other website, which is WovenEmbrace.com, and check out the gift throws that she has. Just go there and take a look at them. I think you will be very impressed. Debbie is going to be putting all of this down also for my newsletter, which will be next week. And so if you're interested in getting that newsletter, please go to Barbara@AgeWiseLiving.com. That's Barbara@AgeWiseLiving.com, and sign up for my newsletter. And then tune in again next Tuesday morning, September 22nd, when I will be interviewing Rebecca Eddy of Eddy and Shine In-Home Administrators. And we'll be talking about managing the paper before it overwhelms you. So that's Tuesday, September 22nd. And I hope you will Twitter and Facebook about today's show and also about next week's show. I had a great time. I want to thank you all so much for listening. So until next week, this is your most appreciative host, Barbara Friesner, saying have a terrific week and carpe diem. Seize the day.
We appreciate your joining us for AgeWise Living with host Barbara Friesner. Please tune in again next Tuesday morning at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, here on the Voice America Variety Channel.